All right, happy Friday, people.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Daily Drip. I am program manager Philip Kerrigan, and this is my Daily Drip co-host,
Jarek Ferguson.
You handle
marketing and development.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's Friday.
And you do a fine job.
Thank you.
Yes. Today, we're going to talk about us.
What?
Yeah.
One of my favorite things.
Yeah. I love to talk about
super
myself.
Super humble.
So we're going to talk about the Washington State Combined Fund Drive.
Or as most people know it, is CFD.
That's correct.
The and Country Finance...
The County Fiduciary Department?
Yeah. The Fire District?
County Fire District?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it stand for?
We got a lot of that.
Combined Food Drive.
Yeah, the Combined Food Drive. That's I also love people when they go Combined Fun Drive.
Right. I do like the fun one. We also get... Wait, is that the group that does the Masquerade Ball?
Yeah. That's always usually what we
Yes, do. That's the group. Ooh, you guys are great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We should just change our name to the Masquerade Ball.
I think it should be like the group that does the Masquerade Ball.
Right, right.
Okay, so first off.
Yeah.
When do we start? Like, when do we start?
Oh, yeah, it's a great question. We started, nice question, Jerrica. Thank you for asking. We started in 1984.
Whoa.
Yeah, through an executive order from then Governor John Spellman.
Philip and I have been doing so many trainings throughout, and the team has too, that he has now picked up on me laughing at him during
absolutely.
Trainings.
Text Wildfire to 555. Shut up.
It just gets to a point where I just love it. And no one knows in the trainings, but his rehearsed speech is fantastic.
It's ridiculous.
It got to a point, I remember, when we were driving, and you just looked at me like, I'm going to have to change it.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to change something up. I'm a person who can't stay the same way over and over again.
Yeah.
But the facts and figures are just so easy to spit out now.
I know.
It's
like you do it in your sleep.
Yes.
I'm sure that your wife is like, shh.
Shut up.
I know the CFD gave $140 million for the past 34 years.
That's a great point, Ms. Ferguson.
Do you see how I pulled that
you
off?
You did a nice job.
Segue.
Way to segue.
Yeah, I thought
the
about
CFD
it.
CFD has given $140 million to charities locally, national, and globally.
But mostly locally.
Since 1984.
This is a local program.
This is a local program.
Even though it says it's Washington State. About 65%.
You could probably do my training in your sleep now. It's pretty ridiculous.
I feel like we could just do it at the same time.
Absolutely.
Like we do all a cappella.
Yeah. We're going to switch it up for you today. Yeah. We're going to do this training a cappella. It was created in 1984.
Oh. I'm sorry. I just thought about it so much over the time.
So the other thing that is really neat about this program is since its inception, $140 million was raised. But over the last 13 years, $5 million has been pledged every single year.
And why is that really cool?
Because it puts us right now third in the country.
And I'm going to even ask you, think a little deeper. Why is it even cooler? Like, how come 5.4 was raised last year?
Because the average pledge... to give through the CFD, well, the average pledge in the CFD is $10 a month.
Which is amazing because that means that $10 actually makes the $5.4 million that we made last year.
It's always my favorite stuff to talk about during the trainings that we do. This idea of collective giving, you know, so many nonprofits today go toward getting the big fish. Getting that whale to give him $10,000, give him $1,000. Some benefactor who opens up an endowment fund and hundreds of thousands of dollars get poured into it. And those are great. I mean, a lot of those nonprofits, that makes their entire budget.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of what we do is we go in the exact opposite direction. We don't have very many $1,000 donors. I think we may have three from the University of Washington who give one-time $1,000.
Yeah.
Most of the time, this program is built on small donations from a ton of people that come together and make really significant change.
Exactly. And I think that's what I just love about it is like it's just sustainable.
Yeah.
And people don't really realize it. Like they don't think, I think sometimes people shy away from being like, oh, I only give $5. And I'm like, that's awesome.
Yes.
You give. Like, and you don't need to be ashamed of that donation.
Yeah, that's right. Well, think about it too. Like, so yeah, if you give $10 a month, you think to yourself, well, that's not much. But then you give $10 a month for a year.
Yeah, that's right? 120.
That's 120. You work 20 years.
Yeah.
Right? You have now become a full-fledged philanthropist. 12,000? Probably one of the most steady philanthropists that charity you're giving to has ever seen.
Right. And you're really giving through a legacy of yourself, right? And the thing is like, whether you change it up and you decide to go different charities or the same charity, you're experiencing something that you probably never thought that you were going to do through your time, through employment. Yep. And I just think it's really neat that you can do that.
Yeah. We are an organization that is defying the trend nationally. Most giving programs like us, almost every single state has something like us, big or small, either conducted by the United Way or by an independent entity like ourselves. Almost every single state has a version of us. And nearly every single one is trending downward.
And I have a question too. Why do you think that we're trending in a different direction?
Yeah. Well, I think first
what makes us a little bit different than these.
I think first it's the infrastructure.
Yeah.
That the people before us put
I'm
together.
Glad you brought that because I actually wanted to ask you.
So I think that a lot of things happened before we got here that really set the program up for success. First and foremost, taking it out of the taxpayer general fund.
Explain that.
So the CFD used to be taxpayer funded.
Back in 1984
through about 2000.
Right.
It was taxpayer funded, which means that of the $700,000 budget that we have, all of it was actually taxpayer money.
And now it's not.
Now it is an administrative cost, around 9% administrative cost to the charity for being in the program. But that really saved the program. I mean, if you think about it, you would think, well, that's odd. You ended up charging the charities an administrative cost now. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, had we been a budget line in 2008, this program does not exist.
Exactly. And I think, I mean, we knew that the program itself moved in 2010.
Yeah.
So a big portion of that, I mean, is that when people ask, why is there administrative costs? When we talk about it, it's really transparent. It pays for us.
Yes.
It's not that we are not, we are a state employee, but in a way different quasi direction because we're not being paid from the general fund.
That's right.
Us four aren't doing that.
Yep. And you bring up a good point. It's the reason why we are even doing a podcast on the Combined Fund Drive. So why give to the CFD?
Yeah.
And the reason why is you are paying the salaries of the folks you're listening to right now. And Heather and Dawn, our other two employees, you're paying for the marketing, you're paying for trainings, you're paying for travel, you're paying for rent. Essentially, every dollar anyone gives to the Combined Fund Drive helps lower the administrative costs that we ultimately have on our charities.
Yeah.
So what we love to encourage people to do is if you're giving $5 or $10 to a charity, add a little something on for the Combined Fund Drive to help lower the costs and maximize the dollars that are going out.
Literally like a dollar.
Yeah, just like a dollar.
Literally a dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the minimum donation. So if you're just throwing over $5 on first week to give, which is today the last day to do so.
That's correct.
Just click over and just say $1 to us. I mean, it does really help. Everything counts. And so we would greatly appreciate it. And I know our charities would too.
And we're going to sweeten the deal.
We're going to sweeten this pot.
What can we do to get you into this car today? Let me tell you.
Did your hair just slick back?
No, right? Here's what we're going to do for you today, and only today.
One day sale.
Friday of the first week to give.
Which is what is today? What's the date?
I don't know what today is.
Okay.
Today's like the 5th, I think.
Yeah, it's the 5th.
It's whatever. It's the Friday.
It's a Friday.
Jeez,
it's
man.
An early week.
Yeah, come on, stop it. The Friday of this first week to give.
Today.
Today only. Only today. We are doing what we call Double Day.
Ooh.
Yes.
Tell me more.
I will tell you
tell
more.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
So if you give to the Combined Fund Drive today through your paycheck $5 or you up your current donation through the Combined Fund Drive $5 more, you will not get one Starbucks card for $5. You will get two Starbucks cards worth $10 total.
Boom.
We just laid it down.
Whoa. You just went crazy there.
I did.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
I think I might.
I hope you do.
And I hope you do too, listeners.
Yeah, I hope you do too, listeners.
Yeah, that's actually a great thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. It's fabulous.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. So what we hope you do is go to the website and take a look at the Combined Fund Drive. Take a look at what we do. Take a look at our staff. Take a look at our videos, the impact we make in the community. Hopefully you're compelled to give $5 more to the CFD, and then you'll get yourself $10 worth of Starbucks cards.
And the thing is if you ever have questions, I think that's like, I know we say this all the time, but I literally will go to a list of questions I have with to Philip. Like I go right to you and I'm like, hey, I have a list of questions about the CFD. Mm-hmm. That's what we expect from any listeners, right. any donors, anybody that's actually a state employee that ever has any questions is just to ask us, because right. if we haven't had the question before, like we'll find the answer.
That's, right.
That's what I think is really cool. Just seeing how the combined fund drive has grown from when I started a mm-hmm. year ago, and then seeing how you guys grow and over the past 4 years working in the agency is everyone that works for the CFD is just compelled to help.
Yes.
And it's just this one thing where I just feel like it's not even a question. People just call and you're like, well, yeah, of course I'll figure out that answer. Yep. Even if it's like, I've never heard the answer before. I have no idea where to get the answer.
Yeah.
We figure it out. And yep. I think that's what's really cool and unique about the CFD is we answer on the first call.
We hope so.
Yeah.
We hope so. So if you want to give to a fun, enthusiastic group of people that are trying to do the same thing you as volunteers or donors are trying to do, which is make a lasting change and a lasting impact in our community, we encourage you to give to the CFD. And while you're there, you know, pick another charity. Mm-hmm. We would love for you to use our program as much as you can. And then, you know, if you have a little extra money, try to keep our doors open and keep our costs low. We would love that. We adore every single donor who gives to us. And you know, I mean, just enjoy the sort of content that we develop, because we hope that it inspires you to give mm-hmm. to charity.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I think you summed it up perfectly right there.
Thank you very much. And, while you're listening to this, if you want to give us a review, that would be fantastic.
Or just, you know, just rate and review.
Yeah.
It's not even a question. You just should.
Just rate and review.
Just rate and review. Go over to iTunes if you haven't. Mm-hmm. If you're on our website, awesome.
Yes.
You keep doing you.
Yep.
But we appreciate all your listening.
Yes. Thank you very much. We will talk to you on Monday.
Whoop, whoop. Have a great weekend.